Grasshopper New Media presents.
Ladies and gents, it's the Great Big Small Business Show, starring Becky McCray.
Hello, and welcome to the Great Big Small Business Show. I'm Becky McCray. Today's topic is Global Business Simplified. And our two segments today are going to give you some ways that you can be more internationally connected and more internationally aware in your business, even if you aren't the world's largest global conglomerate. Our first segment is from Laura Allen, and she sees global connections everywhere. Laura?
Hello, I'm Laura Allen, co-founder of 15secondpitch.com, and today's segment is called Civil War, Coke, Tsunamis, Green Tea, and Global Business. At last count, 15secondpitch.com had visitors from over 60 countries. Right now, there are visitors from Japan, Australia, Brazil, New Zealand, and a whole host of other countries finding our website and creating their pitches for all of the world to see. I recently came up with a silly slogan, I'd like to teach the world to pitch, which is based on the classic Coca-Cola TV commercial jingle, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. If you're too young to remember this ad campaign, I strongly suggest you Google it because I think you'll get a big kick out of it. The song and the concept probably seem pretty sappy and ultra sweet by today's ultra hip standards, just like the original non-diet version of Coke, the soft drink. The idea behind the campaign is that if everyone could sit down and share a Coke together and talk, this world would be a much less violent place. Who knows? Maybe it's worth a try. We live in a global economy, and the world is getting smaller and more connected. I've purchased DVDs via a British man on eBay. I'd say 90% of the clothes I own are not made in the United States. And the bananas I buy from the street vendor in front of my apartment building, they have a sticker on them that says Ecuador. All of these examples still feel far away and distant, though. It's not until you meet someone like Monique Porter Young that you feel the world really is getting smaller. I'd hope to have time to do a quick interview with Monique at an event that I spoke at recently here in New York City, which was hosted by the International Women's Entrepreneurial Network, or IWEN for short. It was a busy day though, and I did not get a chance, so I'm just going to tell you all about Monique and her incredible business that exports green tea from Sri Lanka to the United States and around the world. Monique started her green tea business 4 years ago. Her tea plantation is located on 90 acres of rainforest called Paradise Farm, and this is in Sri Lanka. Her newest product is a green tea called Srina Tea, spelled S-R-I-N-A. The most amazing thing that Monique shared with me is that there have been 20 years of civil war, and some of the women who work on her farm have husbands who are on opposite sides of the conflict. As the women work side by side peacefully on the farm, their husbands are out trying to kill each other. These women say, quote, "We care about feeding our families and having a better life. Let the men do the fighting," unquote. Wow! Can you imagine? A civil war is a big enough obstacle. However, in 2005, the business was also impacted by the tsunami. Monique and her team take it all in stride, though. They have a vision and a mission that keeps them going against the odds. She says, quote, "We are producing a superior commodity for the tea market while offering something magical to people at the farm, pride and the ability to change their life using their country's natural resources," unquote. Totally amazing and inspiring. And Global Business is responding to Monique's Srina Tea. From tiny boutique spas to multi-million dollar retail stores, everyone wants to know more about this magical green tea. So maybe the new slogan should be, "I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world some tea and keep it company." Of course, I don't know if Monarchy's company could withstand a lawsuit from Coke, even though they have been able to withstand 20 years of civil war and a tsunami. If we repurposed the classic jingle, I'm guessing there would be a big lawsuit, so maybe I should come up with a new jingle for Monarchy's Green Tea. I'm Laura Allen, co-founder of 15secondpitch.com, reminding you to have a good day and create a great international pitch.
Thanks, Laura. You've made some wonderful points about how we're all more internationally connected than maybe we realize. In fact, our team of experts here at the Great Big Small Business Show crosses international boundaries. And I know our listenership comes from all over the globe. In my own business, I do have one international client, and he became my client because we were friends first. And I think that's pretty common in small businesses, that we become friends first, and then we take that step into global business. If you look around in your own town, in your own community, you will find that there are more people from a global background than you had ever imagined. Just right down the street from my store is the local university, and while there are only about 2,000 students, they represent 29 different countries. Your own city may have a chamber of commerce or a citywide sister city program with another country, and any of these opportunities are opportunities for you to learn how to get along with people that come from a different culture than your own. These are also opportunities that may allow you to travel internationally so that you gain some more exposure to the world of global business. If you are thinking that you would like to try expanding your business globally, then you need to check with your local government. In the state of Oklahoma, where I am, that is the Oklahoma Department of Commerce, and they offer wonderful services, starting with one-on-one counseling to help you get started. Things like basic export information, workshops, seminars, market research, and even protocol. I mean, for goodness sakes, Oklahoma's Department of Commerce maintains offices in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, China, and Mexico. So I am sure you can find some resources in your area that will help you explore the global marketplace. The goal is for you to make connections, for you to get to know people. And I think that you'll learn something that we say in our business and professional women's group. It is the little things that create differences. That in the big things of life, we are all at one. So reach out, meet new people, make some new connections, and take your business globally, at least in a simple way. Thanks for listening to the Great Big Small Business Show. And thank you to Laura Allen, our contributor this week. I'd like to especially encourage our international listeners to come by this week to our website or to our listener line and give us your feedback. Our website is gbsbs.com and our listener line is 206-666-3768. We welcome questions about any type of small business and comments from everyone. Have a great week and make some new connections. Thanks for listening.